bed.
And that happy.
Hey, sure you can. Come on in here. Come on, surprise them. Nobody expected you to be in here. Come on in.
Who's that?
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. How's it going? I used to walk in the shade.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Danny, is that you, Danny Boy?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, my. Oh, man, Dan, how are you?
Danny, great.
Appreciate it. Always appreciated a good musician.
Ribbed for her pleasure, but I turned them inside out.
I think that's condom humor. If I'm not mistaken, yeah. I'm Rockefeller.
They called them prophylactics in your day, Tony.
They called them rubbers. That's what they used to. They called them rubbers. Is that that Eon the Peon?
Yes, that's right.
Buddy, yeah. Oh, good to hear you. Good to hear your voice.
You too,
man.
Tony.
Oh, I left my heart in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm going to turn it over to Frank now. Come on here, Frank. It's all yours. Thank you, Tony. Tony Bennett, everybody. Wow, unbelievable. I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah. Oh, well, he knows all the songs, even the old Kenny Rogers in the first edition music. Tony Bennett, big fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, where we lighten the load and reduce the pressure and don't get into anything too heavy. If we can help it, sometimes we can't help it, but we usually can. So here we are. You know, my daughter, Peon, I meant to call you and have you get this ready. Go ahead and do it now, and I want to do this every day.
Okay.
When I say that it's the 23rd of November, another, and you know what I'm about to say, cue up the thing just to the part that, and then where she sits, just hit it where she sits. Because my daughter, I'm talking to my daughter this weekend, and she says, "Dad, what in the world is the 3rd of June? Another, what does that mean? Another sleepy, dusty Delta day?" And I said, "Well, you wouldn't get it. I think a lot of people would. It was a song." She said, "What song?" So I played it for her. She said, "That's the worst song I've ever heard." And it is. If you listen to it now, it's a terrible song. So let's try this. Okay. So I say, well, here we are. 23rd of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. No. Was it third? No. Does this start that quickly?
Yeah.
No, but I
want master editing in 10 seconds. That's what I want. I want the elimination of the...
Oh, right.
Just where she's singing.
It was the 3rd of June.
See, Dan gets it. Okay, let's try it again. Here we are, the 23rd of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Perfect. Cut it right there. That's what we need. Every time I do it, can you isolate that?
Sure.
And that'll be another stupid running gag to help explain to people. I told my daughter, I said, "What is cheese? What is that about?" She says, "Oh, everybody gets that. That's Rat Boy. Rat cheese." I said, "Okay. Well, what about you horses signed in? What about Hebe?" He said, "Yeah." She said, "Who's Hebe Hemanism? And where did that name go?" So she started, I said, none of it's supposed to make sense.
She's never questioned before about the show that
No,
much.
All of a sudden she's starting to question.
Yeah.
And she wanted to know what a sleepy, dusty Delta day, and my wife says, "The Delta means the South." I said, she's not asking what the word Delta means. She wants to know why we say another sleepy, dusty Delta day. She's it's a song.
I thought it was an airline.
Means the South. Delta is an airline, too. It's when the airline flies over the desert. It's a sleepy, dusty Delta flight. So here we are. Normally, I let these guys jump in. I say, does anybody have anything to say? But I have to mention this. I made an appointment today to have a pelvic MRI.
What?
Yes.
What?
Prostate. Okay. Monday morning. Open MRI. And the woman on the phone, she asked me my height and my weight, and I told her. And she said, "You have any metal in your body?" And I said, "Two stents. That's mesh, not really metal." She said, "Okay, that's okay." And then she asked me a couple of other things, and she said, "Now, for this appointment Monday morning, you cannot ejaculate for 72 hours.
Oh, no worries
she
about
said it
that.
Just like that.
Well, Dan, maybe for you.
Oh.
Here's my dilemma.
Oh, boy.
That's 3 days.
Oh, man.
Now, I wanted to say to her, and I forgot to, and I don't think she knows this, I'm married.
Mm.
Now, that's impossible when you're married.
Oh, yeah.
You can't
because keep your wife off you for that long.
That's punishment for her, because they know what they want all the time.
Right.
I don't know what to do. That would be Monday morning, 72 hours. That would mean nothing beyond Friday morning at 8:45. That would be exactly 72 hours. So starting Friday morning, I cannot release. I don't think I can. Can you guys imagine 3 days?
Oh, my goodness.
And the weekend. Nobody can do that.
And it's the weekend.
Yes. It's a holiday weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And a typical Thanksgiving weekend for us she cooks a fantastic meal for every... No. I'm thinking somebody else. I'm thinking a friend of ours. But we usually hit it pretty hard on holiday weekends.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what to do here, man. I can't... I got to tell the truth if I... You know, it's like that Seinfeld episode where they went to see long they could go...
I'm out.
Kramer walked in like within the first.
I'm afraid I'll have to call first thing Monday morning and go, I have to cancel my appointment. I'm sorry.
I couldn't hold out. I'm sorry.
Did you ask why?
Well, I know why.
They want the prostate
It's a prostate. They want it to be full, I guess, or something. I don't know. Does it hold that stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever the reason, I'm sure they have their reasons, and, you know, they wanted...
I've
never been clear on this.
But the prostate's involved in there, too, because they say...
You just said it holds it in it.
I don't know if it holds it or not, but it does have something to do with it. But you can ask any doctor that a lot of releases like that helps the prostate.
That's why I have a problem, then. A lot of releases keeps it healthy.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it says the prostate is a gland surrounding the neck of the bladder and releases prostatic fluid.
Ah.
What is that?
I don't know.
It must be the...
I'm not a doctor.
She just didn't question. You just
well, I am
her
a doctor,
you
but that's a different perspective.
Was this just somebody in the office there? Or was this a medical person? Or?
No, she was a woman who regularly schedules, and she knows exactly what the doctor... requires. Can't eat for 8 hours prior to going into the MRI. Well, that's fine. You can only drink liquids. I'm fine with that. But I should have said you must have misspoken. No man can go 3 days.
Yeah,
not married. Not a married man.
Now, absurd. There is the swimmers in there, and then there's the fluid. Maybe that fluid and the swimmers jump into the fluid, and then that's what happens.
Oh, I think, it says it secretes a liquid constituent of the semen.
Now I'm a little more clear, but not really. Well, I had to get that off my chest because you guys...
You get that off your prostate.
Yeah. By telling you that, maybe you'll understand why I'm not myself today. I'm anticipating the idea of having to go 3 days.
Well, you guys will just have to go crazy, not from Monday through Thursday.
So
right?
This is
I don't know what to do. I'll have to...
Double up.
Lock myself up.
Double up. This is 1 week from today.
It is a week from today. Yeah. Monday morning. So, does anybody have anything to say? I want to try it again, see if he gets it right this time. Well, here we are, the 23rd. He's scrambling. I'm stalling. Here we are, the 20th. Oh, my daughter's listening. The 23rd of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
We're doing this every time. Every time. That way Dan doesn't have to always go, no, it's the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
Because I can never remember what date it is. I always think it's whatever day we're speaking. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so
much. You're welcome.
I wanted to bring up met a lot of AM and the PMers over the weekend.
Well, of course you did.
They came out to hear the band play, and especially a guy named Bill who came up to tip the band. He wanted to know where the tip jar was.
Was his tip get out of the business?
No.
Yeah.
Get out.
Stop playing.
Hey, you guys, I got a tip for you. Stop playing and get out of the business. That's my tip.
No, but I met every one of them. They were all very, very nice and just huge fans of the show.
Yeah, see, AM and the PM people are nice. I'm sorry there aren't more of them, meaning most people.
No, and I introduced some of them to each other, and then they had a common bond, and they were talking a little bit about the show. And
you know that there are people who, prior to listening, were jerks, and they weren't nice people.
Yeah.
And then they become AM and the PM, and all of a sudden they're really likable people. It changes people.
I know. So it's really cool to see these people come out and talk about the show, and again, somebody said that they love the 3rd of June thing.
Well,
so
whether they do or not. It's dug in now.
And yesterday, it was 52 years for the Kennedy assassination. No one's really mentioned anything about it.
No, I you're right, and I thought about that. We're in the car. I told my wife, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, today is the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and there was really little mention of it.
No, I know they made a big deal out of 50, but this is 52 years, and I don't remember hearing about it in the news or anything.
No.
That's wild. So, and that assassination caused all the cars to be closed off and and multi-cars and everything else.
Changed a lot of things for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And the way they work.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Anything, Peon?
Yes, I just have one thing.
This is Eon the Peon. Let's see. In less than a month, he'll have a one-year-old son, Archie.
Yes.
It's all yours.
Very amazing to believe. But this is...
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. this has... Ben, I was meaning to ask you this off the air, but I didn't get around to it. And it's been asked multiple times through our Facebook page and emails I've gotten.
About his prostate?
No. And I can't imagine, I can't remember the last time you've talked about this. It's got to be years. But for some reason, everybody always asks every once in a while, what is your favorite razor, your electric razor you always mention?
You know what, this how weird this is? I get emails from people, what's the electric razor? And I guess the reason is I wouldn't use an electric razor till several years ago. I had tried them, like that Norelco with the floating heads, the three circles.
Oh,
chewed my face.
Mine did, too. I had one of those.
And then Victor Kiam came along years ago, and he said, Remington, I like the razor so much, I bought the company. So I thought, wow, I'll get one of those. Horrible. Horrible. Threw it away. Now, my friend Tom Zipf, who died from ALS, when I would go to visit him, I noticed that as he became unable to... You lose muscular whatever, and you can't do certain things. So his wife had to shave him. I said, Tom, it's a great shave. I said, she'd lather you up. He goes, no. He said, and he said, show him. And she showed me, took me over, showed me the razor. And it was a Braun, Braun. In fact, I just bought a brand new one. I've been using the same one for about 8 years, and I just bought a new one because this just wore out, I guess. So they're about $250. The 7000 series Braun is the razor. And looking at his, I went out and bought one, and I thought, okay, here goes. And I'm telling you something. It's the closest thing to a really sharp blade that I've ever used, and I've been using it for years. It's Braun, Braun 7000 series is the one you want.
And it doesn't aggravate your skin or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. Now, you got to go over and over. You can't just one swipe, it's done. But you couldn't do that with a blade either. You keep kind of going back over it and back over So, no, and it cleans itself. It's in a base with a liquid cleaner. And when you put it in and hit clean, it goes through these cycles, and it dries it, cleans it, lubricates it, and you pick it up, and it's like brand new every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is it Series 7? You said 7,000?
Well, it's a 7,000 series, but that's all you need to know. If it's a 7 anything, that's the one. I don't know why they call it that. But there's no, I don't know of another number, 7, whatever, just call the 7. Series 7.
Series 7,
that's
okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
So,
and then it'll tell
you
when it'll tell you when the cleaner gets dirty or low, you pull it out, shove a new one in, you can buy them at Walgreens or anywhere, it's just the Braun liquid blue cleaner, you put a new one in, and it does it all over again for a few weeks.
Isn't that weird, though, something
no,
like
it's
that?
Very
you
weird.
Need to contact Braun and say,
I got asked this yesterday in an email. No, I'm not kidding.
And it's been multiple times it's been asked on our Facebook page. Well, so I just sent Kurt a message back saying it's the 7 series.
And Mike Evans always mentions that stuff about the...
blades.
Yeah, those blades.
Yeah, they freeze.
And people go crazy about that when he mentions stuff
like
that.
There's also a site, Harry's or something, you know what I'm talking about? It's a shaving kit. You order it online, and they send you blades ever so often, and they're supposed to last and last. The same kind of thing. Harry's shaving site or something.
I know. One thing that has blown up, they're all over the place now, is that Dollar Shave Club where... And I don't use razors, so I'm not in the market for any of this. But they mail you a 2 razors a month or something for it's a subscription based.
No, what do you mean service. You don't use any kind of razor?
No, I'll use a beard trimmer, but not use a flat, whatever.
Well, you didn't even have any facial hair until you were 28.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so I had no reason to.
I still don't.
Well, you don't have a lot.
No.
You couldn't grow a good beard, could you?
Oh, no. I look like I have the mange.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I didn't have a heavy beard. But
that was it.
Part of being zero.
And then I posted, you, of course, Rick, filmed a video. And
I have a new video. I'll talk about it. Thank you. On our, is that it? Can we close the Berks?
Yeah, we can close.
We'll close the Berks. Berks segment's officially closed. I have a new video. Thanks for mentioning. And I just put it up. I started thinking something great happened in 2014. I graduated from medical school. And I've been going about it, obviously, at a slow pace for many, many, many years. I'm an MD now. And, well, the proof of it is the video Peon just put on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the Peon. AM and the Peon. AM and the Peon.
Peon better.
That's actually a pretty good site, AM and the Peon. And the proof is that I'm there in my lab coat and scrubs and stethoscope. So what more proof
do
you want?
I mean, yeah, you can't doctor that.
No, that's not Photoshop. That's actually me, and that's how I dress when I am performing my special service. And it tells you in the video, and I talk about it, I decided to specialize in mammograms because I think they are comfortable. I think they are impersonal, and I think the way they usually do it is unnecessary. So as a doctor, I've come up with a much simpler hands-on, literally, a way to do mammograms. And it's all there in my video. It's a free service, no charge. I can't even talk about it because I get all flustered. But, yeah, I've never allowed myself to be shown in my scrubs and lab coat and stethoscope before, but I just thought, what the heck? I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I'm an MD. So and that's a true story. So there you go. What do we have to do? A little business?
Yes.
Let's do some biz. We got a lot to do. Short time to do it. We're off at 5:30 today. I know. I'm not happy. And then depending on how Mizzou does tomorrow, if they lose, we're off at 5:30.
Yes.
If they win, we're on till 6. So we got to scoot, get underway. Jose will be in here next hour. Let me get some business out of the way. We'll come back and chat with you. Thompson Price did our kitchen 19 years ago. And it was weird not having a kitchen. It's kind of like when your microwave goes out and you go, oh my goodness, what do we do without a microwave? What? Heat something up 20 minutes? Well, multiply that by 100 when you're out without a kitchen. But here's what you need to know. If it's done right and your kitchen is completely remodeled, you have to be down. It has to be down for a while. You don't want it down for 4 months. And I say that because we have friends who were without a kitchen for 4 months because they chose the wrong company. And I might add, once the kitchen is torn up, you're at the mercy of whoever's doing it. And if they go, well, we got into a little snag and stall and can't get out back out there till 2 weeks from now. My brother-in-law got sick, blah, blah, blah. You just have to roll with it because what are you going to do? You can put the kitchen back together and remodel it. So you want a company like Thompson Price, good example, that when they say 3 weeks, it'll be 3 weeks. Now, if a company says, we'll completely remodel your kitchen, it'll be as good as anything Thompson Price will do, and we'll do it in 5 days, run for your life, even a week. It's impossible. It can't be done. This was 3 weeks, and in exactly 3 weeks, we had a fully functioning kitchen. Now, the fourth week was dedicated to cosmetic things, handles, knobs, touch-up, whatever. But for that 3 weeks, I've told you, we wash dishes in the bathtub. Now, that's a weird feeling. You go take your Dawn dishwashing detergent, and you turn on the tub, and you fill it up and get some soapy water, and you get on your knees and get down there and wash the dishes in the tub. Because you don't have a sink in the kitchen, and you're not going to do it in the toilet. FM DJs might, but I'm not washing dishes in the toilet. Thompson Price, you want to see a little sample of what they're capable of putting in your kitchen or bathroom? Visit their showroom. It's in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli. You can also visit their website. I hope you will. And when you go through this next weekend, Thanksgiving, and you decide this is the last holiday I want to put up with this outdated kitchen, remember the name Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in the company, or at least one of the companies you talk to. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a big problem out there. They still have westbound Highway 30 at West Watson completely shut down due to a serious accident there. We have another accident in the Lima area. It's on Military and Hoffmeister. And the only other big slowdown I see right now is on westbound Highway 40, and that's from about the Science Center through the Big Bend. And then we're heavy again from Lindbergh out through Dallas. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Excuse me. Staples has everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
If you're thinking about granite countertops for your home, then listen very closely. This Friday and Saturday only at the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse in Arnold, a special 2-day only sale will take place. It's the Black Friday and Saturday clearance at Granite Busters, featuring this incredible all-inclusive deal. When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, then you'll receive the following: a stainless steel undermount sink, free; accompanying sink grates, free; an edge upgrade, free; lifetime sealer, free; plumbing reconnection, free; and removal of your old laminate or formica countertop, free. This is the best offer that Granite Busters has ever made, but it's only available this Friday and Saturday. For store address and to review the over 135 granite colors, visit granitebusters.com. The Black Friday and Saturday clearance, only at Granite Busters. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
You break them, we fix them at Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, with two locations in Crestwood and St. Peter's, or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears, because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Pope Chapel has been providing caring and compassionate funeral and cremation services since 1902. And Pope Chapel is a proud sponsor of the Turkey Day game. Go Pioneers!
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
It's a touchdown sale at Kirkwood Plumbing. Every touchdown scored by the Kirkwood Pioneers in the Turkey Day game saves you $10 on your next job from Kirkwood Plumbing. Online at kirkwoodplumbing.com.
Mike Evans will be with us in about 1 minute, normally heard about 5:45. But today's a weird day because we're off at 5:30. So good news for all the early listeners. You get to hear somebody you normally don't get to hear. Mike Evans, he'll be here in a minute. First, we need to thank... It's Thanksgiving week, so here's something we're thankful for. And maybe we're the most thankful, not personally, but business-wise, for two things. You, the audience, and the advertisers. That's who we're most thankful for. So let's start the big thanks with the longest-running advertiser. That's American Equity Mortgage. A round of applause for 23 years. 52 weeks a year, never missed a week. Thankful for advertisers who come on and stay on and let the magic happen, because it does if you stay with it. This is a wonderful, loyal group of people. And American Equity Mortgage, thank you for your loyalty. And for those of you who want homes and need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. For those of you who have homes, you're homeowners. You need money. You need to borrow some money. I'm not talking about frivolous money. I'm talking about money for something that you need to buy, that you either don't have a choice in or will make your life better. There's a smart way to do that if you're a homeowner. It's called, well, there are two ways to do it, debt consolidation or home equity. Home equity is basically, they don't care what the money is for. It could be for a wedding. It could be for tuition. All they need to know is you're a homeowner and you have equity, and here's your check, and good luck to you. And now you've borrowed money the smart way at a low, low interest rate. Probably a tax deduction involved there, too, because interest on your house payment is one of the few things that's still tax deductible. Let them tell you how this works and how debt consolidation works to get you out of that credit card debt. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Southern California. We do this normally about 5:45. This is where we get all our Hollywood scoopage from Mike Evans, and it is always brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. If you've never had dinner at Annie Gunn's, next special occasion. I'll tell you what, it'll become a special occasion, even if it wasn't when you walked in the door, once you have dinner there. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions throughout the year. Same for the smokehouse next door. Gift cards, they love to sell them, and people love to buy them because they know everybody loves to receive them. And now, here is Mike Evans. Thanks for coming in early. We are kicked off the air at 5:30 by Mizzou Basketball.
Well, you know, you still take care of your business.
That's right.
Pop quiz question all week long. Our pop quiz will be about Big Bang Theory cast members.
All right.
Today, name the name of the cast member who took piano lessons for 20 years, was a professional pianist. Don't start. It's Monday. You know, we're on early, and here you go.
Well, yeah, here you go.
No, here you go.
Pianist. You said professional penis.
Yeah.
You know, you're just peeing all that. You're just ruining the report now.
I edit that out, Pia.
Okay.
All right.
Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Or Simon Helberg, a.k.a. Howard Wolowitz. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. I am sure my friend Frank O'Pinion didn't get much sleep when he found out Friday night the tragic news that Kylie Kardashian and Tyga were broken up.
Stop it. What? Stop it right now. This is something I wasn't going to try to deal with today.
They went to the American Music Awards over the weekend but left separately.
Oh.
It does appear that they have broken up. Yeah.
That's a black day in Hollywood.
Black Monday.
Oh.
Black Monday.
Horrible.
It is Black Monday. Charlie Sheen listed expenses for 2013, and it was for public record, was listed in court. So I thought you might be interested in some of these.
Sure.
He's in 2013, spent $130,000 for clothes.
No, who didn't?
$320,000 for personal items.
No, who didn't?
$416,000 for salary for his personal chef.
That sounds reasonable. That's a good chef job.
$497,000 for child support for his six-year-old twins mothered by Brooke Mueller. $550,000 for support for his daughters Sam, 11, and Lola, 10, mothered by Denise Richards.
Wow.
And $1,629,000 for prostitutes. $1,629,000 for the hoes.
Wow, they must have been really good.
How can you spend that much money?
Well, when you're a drug addict and an alcoholic and you have no idea what you're doing, I guess you can do that.
Most disgusting nugget of the entire year. Also, as a New York Post headline, above the story about a Chelsea, New York dentist named John Wolf being arrested for trading root canals for methamphetamines.
Oh,
you can't do that?
And selling child porn.
You can't do that.
Having sex with unsuspecting women and not telling them he was HIV positive.
Oh.
And actively involved in bestiality parties.
Wow.
New York Post headline screams, he is Dr. Evil.
Yeah. It's actually bestiality, mm-hmm. but it should be bestiality, but it's pronounced bestiality. He had parties
How
where they brought
know,
in...
Oh, very frank opinion.
Oh, we know. We've discussed this many times.
Yeah,
we've looked it up. It's bestiality. Yeah. We're trying to help you. Now, listen. You mean they brought animals into the party? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's had to be what that party would be.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Wow. This guy, he's not working at Ballast Dental Care, I'll tell you that.
Having sex with animals on a regular basis.
Wow. That's a different kind of person. That's all I can say.
Odds and ends. Give that Jay-Z some props. His boxer, Miguel Cotto, was beaten Saturday night by Oscar De La Hoya's fighter, Canelo Alvarez. So Jay-Z, living up to his word, took a suitcase to Oscar's hotel room in Vegas filled with $100,000 cash to pay off his bet.
Wow.
Yeah, that won't hurt him.
Not at all. I love this little nugget. I love this nugget, Franco.
All right.
On every bomb Russia drops on ISIS is the handwritten message from Russia with love.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Date in history, November 23rd, 1958. Well, Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan.
You need the Heimlich maneuver? You got something caught in your throat. You must be choking. Somebody give him a Heimlich. He's choking.
What happened?
He's
what
choking.
Did they do?
You hear him choking?
I didn't hear anything he said.
I couldn't hear it. He was choking.
Best impression you ever heard in your life, Franco.
It's not. We had a guy who used to call and do Reagan, and we thought it was Ronald Reagan. He was that good.
Jeff Drake.
Jeff Drake.
I would like to see that play. I mean, that show. Kind of cool, don't you?
Yeah.
And finally.
No.
I'm with you, Peon. What else can you say but no?
Name the name of the cast member of Big Bang that's been 20 years taking lessons and became a penis.
Pianist.
And played for a Philharmonic. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Kaley Cuoco, or Simon Helberg, a.k.a. Howard Wolowitz.
Oh, I'll go Parsons because I don't even know the show.
Wolowitz.
I don't know anything about any of these people, but I'll just say that Kaley Cuoco.
Simon Helberg, Howard Wolowitz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The number one show in the country has been for 5 years.
Yeah, you've told us that.
Check it out.
Yeah, you've told us that.
They call it relating with the audience.
Yeah, you've told us that.
Mike Evans, say it!
I can't get into it. He keeps acting.
Like, there's something wrong with us, because I can't watch everything on TV.
I mean,
my goodness, there's too much stuff to try.
And I've tried. I know so many people that love that show, and Peon's one of them. He loves it. I've tried to watch it a couple times. I cannot get into it.
What was that other one that everybody watched, and I never watched once, and it was the guy with the kind of a trailer trash, big-boobed wife, Al Bundy, or
what? Married with Children.
Yeah, I never watched that either.
Yeah, I never
watched.
And
I'm sure it was pretty funny.
I watched
can't
it
watch
a little
everything.
Bit.
Yeah. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Talked to my dad this weekend, and sometimes when you're from the South, and I've been away a long, long time, but you'll hear an expression, and you realize you haven't heard it since you were a kid in the South. And some of you who moved up here or were children in the South will know what I'm talking about. We've talked about examples before, like you'll go back home, or you'll, I don't consider that home, or you'll talk to them on the phone, or they'll visit, and you'll hear them say, yeah, we were fixing to go to the movies, but we changed our mind. Well, nobody up here says, we're fixing to go to dinner, we're fixing to go to the movie, or I'm fixing to take this outside. You want me to take that out, too?
And they say, y'all.
Well, y'all is everybody kind of knows what that is. But he's talking about somebody that they used to be our neighbors in Tennessee. And when I was a kid, and he's talking about their son, and he said, yeah, he said, I think he made a pharmacist. And as soon as he said it, my entire childhood, people would say, oh, yeah, he went to college and made a lawyer. He made a doctor. He made a that's what they would say.
Really?
Yes, instead of he became, they'd say he made a doctor. Mm-hmm. Now, I never hear that. I haven't heard that for decades.
I've never heard that. Wow.
But older people, who the great majority of their lives are from the South, they will still say that stuff, and they'll never change it. He'll always, till he dies, say, yeah, he made a doctor.
Yeah, no,
and most people have never heard. That's not one of the things you'll hear that's real, real common. I just thought, a couple of quick things here. We have, SNL. Did you watch it?
Oh,
I have a record. I didn't watch it yet.
I watched bits and pieces.
Saturday Night Live, one of the worst.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. Wait till you see it, Peon. They need to fire every writer on Saturday Night. The worst skits I've ever seen. No, I didn't laugh once. Not funny.
They were bad.
It was horrible.
I only saw like the last half hour of it, and the skits on there were not.
And I've had about enough of him. All right. You know, come on, man. I've had enough of that guy. And then one other thing, the musical guest was Adele.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking forward to that. And then she sang. Now, this Hello song, to me, sounds exactly like, we should have had it all. We should have had it all. Well, her stuff, to me, starts grating on me. I don't get it. I don't get Adele. I know she's a great singer, and people like her personally.
I like Adele, and I think a lot of women like her, too, because she's not that skinny toothpick,
right,
like, oh, hot mama. But, man, she looked pretty good. But I like Adele, but that song, Hello, is everywhere, and they play it. It's just like every radio station plays it way too much, and they're burning it out. And it's so funny because I saw a I saw a video on Facebook, and it says, you can't get away from Adele, Hello. And this guy is driving in his car, and he keeps pushing the buttons, and every button he pushes is Hello. And he pulls over and runs into a CD store, gets a CD, comes out, and puts it in.
And it's Hello.
Yes, it's Hello.
No, I can get away from it. I just shut it off. I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's an awkward thing I'm about to do here, and Dan, you're in a band, and I get an email from a guy. His name is Gene, and he wants me. Let me read it to you. Frank and Crew. That's you.
Oh, we're
your crew. Yeah, I'm AM and the PM. I play in a professional 3-piece band called the Retro Band. We're playing at the Ozark Theater in Webster Groves on Saturday, December 12th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're performing our tribute to Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis, the Million Dollar Quartet. I'd like to send a copy of the flyer, but I can't attach files to this email system. I was hoping for two things. One, a plug on your show. We'd be willing to pay for it if it's within our budget. And two, I'd like to invite you to the program. I know you're a Johnny Cash fan, and I think Elvis, too. We have a website that has a sample pictures and other information, and it's theretroband.com. Thank you, Gene Tissius. Well, Gene, I hate to tell you, buddy, I'm not going to mention it, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
And I know that you'd like nothing more than for me to say December 12th, 8 o'clock, Ozark Theater, Webster Groves, the Retro Band, but I'm not going to do it, and I'll tell you why. Sitting right here to my right is the one and only Dan Strauss. He's got a band of his own. It's called, what's it called?
The Southside Johnny Band?
Yeah, the Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah.
I just don't think it would be right to mention another band.
Promote another band.
No, it just wouldn't be right. And money, keep your money, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take your money, and I'm not going to mention your December 12th appearance at the Ozark Theater at 8 o'clock.
The Ozark Theater in Webster Groves.
Yeah, not gonna do it, man.
Hey, we're not playing that night, so.
Maybe you go to see them.
I'll tell you off the air
when they're playing. I'm not going to do it on there.
Okay, yeah, do that. Okay.
So, Gene, I'm sorry. Now, I do want to say this, and I am serious. Please don't send me, if you're a band, don't send me any more of this, because I'm not going to do them. I wasn't going to do this one, but I did this to make a point that I'm not going to do them. So, yeah. Does that make sense?
That'll show them.
It didn't make any sense
at all. Don't bring that stuff
the here. The Southside Johnny Band is the official band of the Large Morning Show.
It is absolutely the official band of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And a quick bit of advice before we break here. Look, Thanksgiving weekend is coming, and that's followed, of course, a month later in Christmas. And I don't have one of these complicated stepmother, stepfather, ex-wife, kids by her, kids by me. There are some people, I don't know how they do it.
Me.
Well, you've got your kids, her kids, the other her's kids yes. with you. You have a stepmom, a stepdad, a dad, a mom, yeah, a mom, a mom. Holy crap, there's like six families or six different ways you could do all these dinners.
Our Christmas is longer than Hanukkah.
And here's some advice. And later, when I have more time, I will tell you the true story of two friends of ours. They live in Overland Park, Kansas. We see them 3-4 times a year. They've been friends for a long time. About 4 years ago, at Christmas, she loves to cook, and she's a wonderful hostess, and she had 14 of her family members at their house for a really nice sit-down, big dinner. Every one of them, except my friend and his wife, all 12 other people got up and left before they ate a bite. They got into such a big fight.
Oh, I think you've told
She showed me a picture of the table. And it was filled with food and untouched, and they just looked at each other. And it all started, now this is some advice, it all started because her sister decided to criticize the way another sister was raising their children.
Oh, yeah.
She said something to correct the child. And the sister who has no children, that's always the way. It's always the one who says, well, that's no way to talk to him. You'll never. And then it started. And then somebody jumps in to side with one, and somebody side. And next thing you know, they're screaming, and they're, we're out of here, and they're out the door. And they just said, they looked out, tail lights. And they looked at each other and looked at the table and just thought, what the heck just happened? Here's my advice. Don't tell your relatives how to raise their kids at dinner for holidays. Don't talk politics and don't talk religion. All right?
No.
Three great pieces of advice. Don't start dissing other family members. Well, that's just like you, Bob. You never take Dad's side. Don't do that. Just don't do it. Just nod your head. You know, my wife, I have to stay constantly on her about talking politics because she likes to do that.
Really?
And I just have to make a. I look at it like.
Nip it.
I'll do the chopping thing across the neck because it never goes well.
Mm-mm.
And if somebody says something to me that is completely against what I think politically, I just usually say, really?
I do the same thing.
Because it's not worth it. I've never known anybody who converted the other person in an argument.
No, they never do.
Not gonna happen.
If you're a Democrat, you love the Democrats and everything about them, you're a Democrat, and a Republican
and
is not.
They're
gonna
just
sit
gonna
there.
Make you more of a Democrat.
No, and you're not gonna switch anybody. And same with the religion.
No, you are not gonna convert anybody or get somebody who doesn't go to church to start going to church over dinner.
Mm-mm.
You're not gonna do it. So please stay away from that.
We put the fun in dysfunction.
That's right. Hey, Amini's has down in Chesterfield Valley. It's a copper dome, unusual building. Wait till you go inside. They've got some really slick stuff for the holidays, and they have interest for 12 months on a lot of these items. You have to see the store for details, and guaranteed holiday delivery on stocked items. You can buy a skee ball machine. I love skee ball.
Oh, I do too.
I love it. You can buy a real, a real one, like the arcade type skee ball. Shuffleboard tables, good ones, real ones, start at just $1,499. Pool tables that are one-inch slate, lifetime warranty on the pool table, starting at $1,999. See, that's America's retail mentality. That's $2,000 to me. But I guess it sounds cheaper if you say $1,999. Tornado foosball. I've never been a foosball person. I don't know the price of this thing, but it's something a lot of you want to check out. Table tennis. I'm not sure I know the difference between table tennis and ping pong.
I think it's
the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
They have an indoor-outdoor ping pong table you need to look at, and Big Buck Hunter HD Golden Tee. I love Golden Tee. The arcade golf game, they have them. And again, if it's in stock, guaranteed holiday. Wow, how much more fun. And you talk about a great way to keep relatives from arguing. Put them in front of a game or an arcade. They won't talk. They'll be too absorbed and consumed with the game. Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S, down in Chesterfield Valley. Down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They're still working with this crash on westbound 30 at West Watson that's got the highway completely shut down. It's been a couple hours now. You're backed all the way up to 270. You had another crash on eastbound Highway 40 near Mason that's on the right shoulder now, but things are slow from Timberlake Manor. And on southbound 170, some heavy traffic from Ladue down through Highway 40. This report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com.